The United Nations launched today's appeal for aid. While $131 million is a great sum, this amount is only about half of what was requested last year. In remarks to officially launch the appeal, United Nations Resident Coordinator Alain Nodu said less is needed this year because Zimbabwe's humanitarian situation has improved.
We are appealing for $131 million this year to address the outlying need in food, wash, health and protections, as well as to support the coordination effort to make sure that our activities remain well coherent and coordinated in implementing them.
Ms. Anadou said about 80% of the requested $131 million will go to food security, while the rest will go to the health, protection, water, sanitation and hygiene clusters.
Other include assisting population affected by sporadic outbreak of waterborne diseases and providing humanitarian aid to a range of highly vulnerable peoples.
Humanitarian agencies are also working with the Department of Civil Protection Unity, which responds to disasters. Nodu said the plainly named Zimbabwe Humanitarian Gaps 2013 appeal will increase the emergency response fund from $1.4 million to $5 million. Regional Integration and International Cooperation Permanent Secretary Tedious Chifamba commended the humanitarian agencies for providing humanitarian assistance, but pointed out there is need to shift assistance to Zimbabwe away from the humanitarian relief work to longer-term sustainable development or support. He went on to warn humanitarian organizations that they should not meddle in Zimbabwean politics.
As the country prepares for the constitutional referendum and the election, the government would like to urge the NGOs and other humanitarian actors not to interfere in the internal political processes under the guise of humanitarian assistance.
Norwegian Ambassador to Zimbabwe Ingjob Stofring joined Chifamba to urge non-governmental organizations to be professional and neutral.
In the same regard, given the possibility of an election this year, we call upon all humanitarian actors to respect and comply with the globally agreed humanitarian principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence.
Last year's humanitarian appeal for Zimbabwe requested $240 million. 83% of that, about $200 million, was received. It was the most successful humanitarian appeal globally in 2012. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.